Okay, Rabbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Lamed Beis. And this is maybe one of the first, I guess you had a couple of dapim maybe back when I talked about the Sukkahs, but this is one of the first dapim where a picture book really, really, really will help. I'll do the best I can to describe it in words. I'm going to talk about different types of psulim, by lulav, by hadas, etc. And definitely a picture book will help for some of the daf, but so if you have, so definitely advisable. But if you don't, I'll again try my best. So again, we're here two lines up from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and the Mishnah had said Niktam Rosho. If the top of the lulav is cut off, so then it is no good. So Amar Rav Huna Lo Shanu Ela Niktam, meaning cut off, right, is when we said that that's no good. Aval Nistak, but if it's split, so then it is kosher. Then it is okay. And again, discussion in the Rishonim in terms of how far it can be split, but split, again, is going to be okay. If you look at Rashi, Nistaku Roshe Ha'olin, right, just the top of it, right, became kind of split apart a little bit. Okay. V'nistak Kasha, really, is split apart, is okay. V'atayin, then we learn in the Braisa, Lulav Kafuf. If you have a Lulav that's bent, and that's a bent Lulav that's like bent over. If you look at Rashi, Roshu Kof of Agamon, like Agamon is a hook, so it's bent over like a hunchback. Sorry, the Agamon is the hook, and then Domos Leish Gabon is compared to a hunchback, Vizokin and older. So you have the lulav is kind of like bent over like that. Again, this is not relevant for us. We're going to get to Sadduk in a second. But if the lulav is bent over or Kavutz. Which means it has thorns on it. Saduk, and this is the one that's important for us, right? If it's split right at the top, right? Akum dome lamagal, or if it's like a sickle, like the thing they used to reap wheat. So then, in those scenarios, it's puzzle. Right? And that's going to be obviously against what we just said that a split lulav is okay. Charus puzzle. If the lulav is hard, if it's turned into like a hard piece of wood, then it's no good. Doma lacharus, but if it's similar to a hard piece of wood, but it's not yet there, so then it is kosher. And betachlis, as we see, saduk is puzzle. So how could you tell me that a split saduk lulav is kosher? Samar papa to aved ke himnik. The case is where it was made like a himnik. What's a himnik? So a himnik, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, he draws a picture for you. A himnik is basically like a Y. Meaning when it's puzzle, it doesn't mean, when it says that it's puzzle, it doesn't mean that it's split. It means that it grew like a Y. Meaning that the end of it, right, looks, it's like forked, right? It's going in two directions. You have the base, and then you have the two kind of shoots sprouting in either direction. That's a puzzle. That's what it means over here in the Bryson when it says saduk. But in general, a regular lulav that's like kind of split a little bit on top, right, is going to be kosher. Okay. Akum doma lamagal, again, and then we said that if it's like a sickle, then it's puzzle. Amarava, rava said lo amron el lefanov. That's only if it's bent forward, if it's curved forward. Avala acharav, but it's bent backwards, so then briyasehu, that's normal, that's natural, and then it is kosher. Now, again, forward and backwards is a lulav, right? So, how do you judge forward and backwards, right? If it's forward, you just turn it around. So pashas is backwards is back over the spine, right? If you have, right, if you can imagine a lulav, right, you have, if you face it one way, you have the spine, and the other way is the leaves. So it's bent forward means is in the direction of the leaves, and backwards is back towards the spine, and that would be normal, and that would be kosher. Amar Rav Nachum says, Tzdadin kelefan of dami. If it's bent to the side, that's as if it's bent forward, and then obviously, v'amri lo ke'alachar of dami, right, some say, no, it's not true, then some say that it's bent backwards. And that it is fine. Again, Pashas is again that we're looking for a lulav that is hadar, that is beautiful, and if it's kind of misshapen, so obviously that's a lacking in hadar, in hidr. Okay, v'amar Rava says as well, hahu lulav the selik bechad chutza balmumu upasel. If you have a lulav that has one row of leaves, meaning it only has leaves on one side. Right. If you imagine a lulav, right, you have a spine, and then it has leaves going in both directions. Right, it looks almost like a V if you would put it flat. And so, if you only have leaves on one side, so that is a psul, that is a mum, and that is no good. And again, obviously, as we mentioned, we didn't mention so much since Mizrach Shabbos, but this limud this year is not at all a limud Hilchasa, right? To learn Hilchos Lulav, Hilchos Sukkah, as you undoubtedly have realized up until now, are very complicated. I myself do not at all pretend to be a bucky in these types of halachos. So this is merely a daf yomi limud. Don't go around paskening at all based on learning this daf gemara. Obviously, use this daf gemara to jump into your learning and your delving into the halacha. But don't necessarily, right? Obviously, call up your rabbi and say, I thought X, Y, and Z based on the Gemara, right? Obviously, there's a lot to talk about, and it starts with the Gemara, but does not nearly end with the Gemara. Okay, Nefertu Alav, if the leaves, we said if that was torn off and then reattached, that was puzzle, but if it was kind of like falling off, if it was bent, Nifertu, that we said that was fine. So Amar Papa says Nifertu the Aved Kichufia. Nifertu, if the leaves are torn off, so then it's like a broom. I was actually learning this Gemara with my son, and he said, "Isn't the broom nifredu?" Right. So I guess it depends on modern brooms versus old day brooms. Old brooms, I think, one would imagine they had in the old Disney movies where it's a stick of wood, and you tie some branches at the end of it, right? And all the branches are separate; they're just like tied onto the stick of wood with like a rubber band or something. So that's what we're talking about. That's nifredu. That's no good. And nifredu, but if it's kind of the leaves are kind of just separated, so then the ifrid iprude, again they're just like kind of they're still attached to the spine, but they're just kind of spreading apart. So that's okay. But Rav Papa says nechelka hatiomes mahu. What about the tiomes? Now most people understand that tiomes is the top of the spine, literally the top of the spine where you have the branches out at the top there. So the question is, right, what happened if that's split, right? If you ever see somebody checking out a lulav, right, the most Rishonim understand that we're talking that's what we're talking about over here, that's Yomes. So what's the deal if that's split? So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's not Rabbi Yochanan, it changes it to Rabbi Masun. Okay. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Nitla Hatziomes puzzle, right? Apparently it's puzzle. My love, who didn't nechlaka? Right, if it's Nitla, meaning if it's taken off, sorry, I should say that clearly, right? The question is whether it's nechlaka, if the top of it is split. But let's say, again, the Brisa said that nitla hatiomes pasul. If it's missing, right, then it's pasul. But my lav hu adin nechlaka, but isn't that the same if it's split in two? So Brisa says, no, nitla sheni, davi chasr la. No, what do you mean? That's nothing to do with anything, right? If it's nitla, if it's missing the top of it, so it's chasr, the lulav is missing the top, and it's missing a piece. And that does not have any bearing on whether it's split on the top, right, but still exists, right, whether that's kosher or not. Igadamri, some people say, Amar Rabbi Mason, probably should be Mason, Amar Rabbi Shoben Levi, Nechlaka Tiomas, Nasa Ken Misha Nitla Tiomas Upozel. That he said that no, that he paskined, that if it's split, it's as if it's not there, and then it is puzzle and no good, and that is Dafka with the Shulchan Aruch quotes. As you can tell by the little Ein Mishpat near Mitzvah, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. If the top is split, so then that's going to be possible. All right, how much does it have to be split? Okay, right. Again, like I said, this is not a Libud Hilchasa, but definitely a good basis to start learning and delving into Hilchos Sukkah, right? Sukkah is right around the corner as we're holding in Rosh Chodesh Elul. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says that again, if it's nifritsu, if it was the leaves were off, so you could just nifredu. I'm sorry, if the leaves were kind of like falling off the estrog, falling off the lulav, you should just tie it on top, and then it'll be okay. Tiny with the brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. We quoted this yesterday. Kapos timarim. It talks about the lulav is kapos timarim, which is branches of palm trees. So kapos, right, means tied up. Right, in my apartment, yuchtefenu, right, if it was split, so you should tie it together. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, mimai dehai kapos tefarim de lulavuhu. How do you know that that word kapos tamarim refers to the lulav? Right, ein macharusa, maybe it's talking about a branch, meaning there's many parts to the palm tree. Right, how do you know you're talking about the lulav, which has leaves and stuff? Right, maybe you should be talking about just one of the branches that is that's hard, right, a piece of wood. So Gemara says, bina kapos velaka, because you need the lulav to be tied. Right, and obviously a dry piece of branch wood, right, is not, there's nothing to tie, right, you have no leaves there. So, I have ema ufta, how do you know maybe he's talking about the trunk? So, kapuf mikal dikapor, the fact that it's, again, the same idea, that if you tell me that it has to be tied together, that implies that without it being tied together, it would be spread apart. By kapuf omeg lolam, and this, the trunk, right, it's always kafuf, it's always tied together, right? It's never spread apart, right? It's just a piece of wood. So, obviously, that doesn't qualify. Okay, ve'ema kufra, but what about, could be a palm tree that's very young, And it's not necessarily hardened, but it's a different part of the tree. It's not the palm leaves, but it's a palm tree, maybe a branch or the root, not the root, or the trunk that's very young and still bendable and still could be theoretically tied together. So Rabbi says that the mitzvos are pleasant, and all its ways are pleasant and peaceful, right? And the trunk, right? If you ever look at a palm tree, so right, it's kind of it has like you know, like sharp things coming out of it. That it's not so posh just to hold the trunk of a palm tree. So that can't be what it's talking about. It has to be something that's, you know, you don't have a requirement to stab yourself and to fill the mitzvah of lulav. That doesn't make sense. So I'm the Rava Tosfos the Ravina. So Rava Tosfos the Ravina. Ve'ima tarti kapik tamri. Maybe it's not talking about a palm branch. Maybe it's talking about clusters of dates. Because it's, again, kapos tvarim. So it says kapos ksiv, but it's written in the singular, so it's kapas. So, meaning, apparently only they take one. Okay, so ve'imachada, so why don't you just take one? How do you know that a lulav is a lulav? Maybe it's talking about, right, one cluster of dates. So the Gemara says, lahu kaf correlates that. So that's not kapos, that's called a kaf. Of dates, and therefore, right, if it says kapos, it must be talking about the lulav branch itself and not the dates. Okay. Tinehar, Barzal Kshero, we said that the palm trees, the lulavim of the, literally means the mountain of iron, I know that was a place, the iron mountain, those are kosher. So, Amrabai, Lo Shonu El Shirosh Shalzeh, Magil Tzad, Ikaro Shalzeh. That's only in the case where the leaves on the lulav reach each other, meaning there's no blank and empty space on a lulav, right? We are not used to seeing that, right? Because our lulav and Baruch Hashem are good and nice and clean and beautiful, and the leaves cover it all the way up. We're used to seeing like empty spaces on hadasim, on our ravos, but not on all the lulav. And that's for good reason, because that's no good, right? Right? If you don't get the leaves on the lulav, right, going right, almost covering the entire spine, right? Not almost, but covering the entire spine, right, going from one leaf to the next, so then it is puzzle. That the palm trees in Har Barzal are a puzzle. Didn't our mission say this kosher? So yeah, so it must be that, yeah, Abaye is correct in that when the palm trees, the leaves of the palm tree of Har Barzal do not reach right one another and there's empty space on the spine, so that is puzzle. Right, but for our lulavim, right, if the tzinei har barzal, if the lulavs and har barzal do have the leaves reaching each other, so then they are kosher. Vika derami le mirma. Some people contradicted these two brises and mishnas and explained as follows. Right, again, same discussion, just phrased a little bit differently. Tanam lo dina mishnah tzinei har barzal kosher. Right, the mishnah says that the is kosher. Vatanya psula and the brise says it's puzzle. And I'm rabbi lo kosher. Rabbi said it's not a stira. Kosher osher shalzeh magil. Right, exactly the same back and forth we just had, just phrased a little bit differently. Amar Rabbi Mario and Amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Ramri La Tani Rabba Bar Mari Mishum Rabban Yochum Ben Zakkai. Okay, with discussion about who said what. But basically, maybe in the name of Rabbi Shuvan Levi or Rabbi Yochum Ben Zakkai. Shtei Tamaros Yish Begesh Ben Hinnom. There are two palm trees in the valley of Ben Hinnom, right? That's right near Yerushalayim. Va'ula Asham Ibnehem. Smoke comes out between these two palm trees. Vizeo Sheshaninu Tzini Harabarzal Ksheros. This is what we're talking about, that the Harabarzal, that's what we're referring to. Vizu Hi Pisco Shal Gehenim, and that is the entrance to Gehenim. I'm not sure exactly what that means, right? We had that, if you remember, at the beginning of Mesechus Erevin. I also discussed the entrance to Gehenim, that there are a couple of places it could be. Okay, fine, Ayin Sham. Pretty, I guess that's probably, you know, pretty good mussar to remind ourselves again, right, on Rosh Chodesh El, right, we got work to do. Okay. Lulav Sheishma Shalosh Tvachim, again, and we said that the lulav is three tvachim and enough, which is therefore long enough to wave back and forth, and therefore it's kosher. As we pointed out in the Mishnah, it's not entirely accurate. It's not really three tvachim, as we'll see in a second. It should be really four tvachim. Right? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shir Hadas V'Arava Shlosha. But the minimum Shir of a Hadas and a Rava is three tvachim. V'lulav Arba, and a lulav has to be four. Kadei Shehei Lulav Yotze Min Hadas Tefach, so that the lulav goes a tefach above the other two species. Okay. Rabbi Parnach, again, just I think if I'm not mistaken, the Rabbam actually writes that the extra tefach on the lulav is for a handle, if I'm not mistaken. But here the Gemara kind of phrases it as if it has to be on top, right, so that it sticks out, right, that you could shake it, so you could shake it. Rabbi Parnach, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Parnach said it near Rabbi Yochanan, Shidrush a lulav tzarech shiyei tzei min ahadas tefach, that the lulav has to go a tefach above the hadas, meaning that the spine, not necessarily the leaves, but the spine itself has to be a tevach above the hadas, as Rashi says. Again, just back to our Mishnah, lulav sheish bal shlosha tevachim kedei d'lan ayavo kasher, right? Then we point out that our Mishnah says it's three tevachim, so as I ruined for you, already spoiled for you, right? Ema u kedei d'lan ayavo kasher. No, it needs to be three tevachim and enough to wave it. And mark it isle. And either Rav Yehuda or Rav Parnach will explain. Rav Yehuda will say that refers to the leaves, right? And Rav Parnach will say that refers to the spine. But either way, right, it needs to be three tefachim plus another tefach in order to wave it, right? Pashas is that the Gemara here, right? And maybe that's where the Rambam gets it from. Again, if I'm correct, I think I am. Again, it says that there needs to be three tefachim and enough to wave it. Well, how do you get that? So as long as you have something to hold on to, okay. I'm not sure. Fine. Tashma v'lan d'raisa shir hadas v'arava shlosha v'lulav arba. Right, again, the shir that they recorded before. My lav b'hadi alin, isn't that referring to the leaves? So again, lo levad mi alin. No, that could be aside from the leaves, meaning it could be referring to the spine. And Rav Parnach is still good. Okay, Gufa, let's go back to something we just said. Shir hadas v'arava shlosha v'lulav arba. Rabbi Tarfon Omer ba'ama bas chamisha tvachim. Rabbi Tarfon says that we're talking about an ama that is five tvachim. Usually we assume that amos are six tvachim. But sometimes, right, again, we discussed already in this Masechta a little bit earlier, right, when we're trying to figure out how big the sukkah is, right, we tried to talk about a 5-amma tefach, a 6-amma tefach, right, we mentioned that from the aron, right, we're trying to figure out the size of the aron, therefore the size of the sukkah, okay. Either way, so usually a tefach, an amma, 6 tefachim, Rabbi Tarfon says that we're talking about 5 tefach ammas. Meaning Pashas is that the original understanding, right, as it was Amar Rava says, right, Sharyale Marile Rab Tarfon, may Akash Baruch Hu forgive Rabbi Tarfon. Apparently it was very difficult to find a kosher hadas that was 3 tefachim long. And now Rabbi Tarfon wanted him to find the 5 tefach hadas. Apparently, again, that Rava understood Rabbi Tarfon saying that no, the shear is not 3 tefachim and 4 tefachim, right? It's 5 tefachim. Right? So that's why Rava was yelling, upset at Rabbi Tarfon for saying now this is such a chumrah, right? Now, how in the world are we going to find these big hadasim? And therefore, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, right, from Eshel to Bavel, Amar, he said, no. How I explained originally, that Amma Bashisha Tvachim, right? Usually an Amma, what Rabbi Tarfon did not mean to say, again, what are the prices? The prices said that Hadas and Arava have to be 3 Tvachim, Alulav has to be 4 Tvachim, and Rabbi Tarfon said, we're talking about a 5 Tvach Amma. So he understood that, Rav understood that Rabbi Tarfon was just adding and increasing to the original shears. And he got all upset because it was hard to find such kosher meaning. And so, no, sort of Dimi explained, no. He was just talking about that normally we use an amma that's 6 tefachim. Here we're doing an amma that's 5 tefachim. And say mehen shlosha lahadas, take 3 out of the 5 for the hadas, ushala lulav, and 4 out of 5, right, meaning the rest, but meaning an additional, right, for the lulav, and that it should be above the 3 out of 5 tefachim that we're looking for. So the Gemara says kama havalu. So 1 second. So if you do the math, right, it's no longer 3 out of 6. Right? If you tell me an amma is 6 tefachim, then you say now an amma is 5 tefachim. So you tell me the required shear for a hadas is 3 tefachim. So that goes from a half of an amma to 3/5 of an amma. It's 0.6 of an amma. So how long does the hadas have to be? So that's tlasa chumsha. That's 3.6, 3 3/5. Right, again, because you're talking about, if you're telling me that it has to be 3 tefachim, so again, if 6 tefach amma is now a 5 tefach amma, so each tefach is now, meaning each part of the amma is 1 1/5 of the normal tefachim, because normal tefachim is a 6th of an amma. So that comes out, again, to 3 tefachim plus another 1/5 times 3, so you end up with 3 3/5, right? 3.6. So that's Kasha de Shmuel HaShmuel. The problem is, now we have a steering against Shmuel, because Haka Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shir Hadas Ve'arava Shlosha, right? Ve'asam Am Rav Huda Amar Shmuel Halach Karvei Darfon. Because on the one hand, he holds that a Shir of a Hadas is three Tvachim, but then he says that the Shir is like Karvei Darfon, right? So Pasha says, when he said the Halach is like a Hadas is three Tvachim, he meant the standard Tvachim, i.e. with the standard Amma. Now you tell me the Halach is like Karvei Darfon, it requires that the Hadasim have to be larger. So really, the Gemara says lo dak. So really, Shmuel was not precise. We had this before as well in the Masechta. Shmuel was not precise. If you remember from the size of a circle sukkah, we had the circle inside the square, outside the square, right? If you remember that, so we talked about lo dak, right? You're not precise, but how many people can sit around the circumference? Okay, so Shmuel as well, right, was not precise. He said, yeah, nechanami. He just rounded it down. The problem is imar d'amrina lo dak l'chumra, right? L'kula mi amrina lo dak. The problem is, if you tell me that Shmuel was being imprecise, he said really all you need is three tefachim, and really according to of normal tefachim, and really according to Shmuel, he holds right, like Rabbi Tarfon, that you need 3.6 normal tefachim. So if he tells people that you need three tefachim, so you're going to have people who take him literally, and they're not going to be able to say the mitzvah because really you have to get 3.6 tefachim. So he's not going to be imprecise. He's not going to be he's not going to round down. Right, and then cause people not to fulfill the mitzvah. That doesn't make any sense. So Kesar Ravin, when Ravin came, right, and very often when you have Ravdim, you have Ravin on his heels. So Ravin said, Amma bas chamisha tvachim also so shisha. What he means is that measure an amma of five tvachim and make it into six parts, meaning don't change the six tefach amma to five tvachim, right? Change the five tefach amma and divide it into six, so that each tefach is not one tefach, it's I guess what's the math there? If you divide five into six, so that's one tefach. So v'enselehin shlosh lehadas v'shar lelulav, and three of those, right, five into six, what is it, 0.8 or something? So instead of being one tefach, it's 0.8 normal tefachim. So it's smaller. So therefore, the kamahavaluhu. Therefore, how much is it according to Rabbi Tarfon? Treu palga, right? It's 2.5. Right, so again, the math is not so right, because that's half of a minute. If you're taking a five tefach amma, and you're taking three out of the five tefach amma, right? Three of the six tefachim, right? It's basically a half of three of six is a half of five. So then you're talking about 2.5 tefachim. So Kaddish Shmuel HaShmuel, that's still a steer, because Shmuel says that it has to be three tefachim, and then he says Alachas Rekab Tarfon, that says again, now according to our new understanding, that has to be 2.5 tefachim. So therefore, that's when we say lo dak, that Shmuel was not was rounding up, right? And therefore Vahinu Luchumah lo dak Damar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel Alachas Rekab Tarfon, and that's how he was being machmir, meaning he's saying that you need, again, Rabbi Tarfon would hold that you need a 2.5 tefach hadas, and Shmuel said you need three tefach hadas, and that's not necessarily stira that he said the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, even though you have to get a three tefach hadas, because right, he was being a little bit more machmir to make sure that everybody is yotzei the mitzvah and doesn't mess around. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll invite in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.